did we earn? What did we lose? Did we even practice on the meaning of Ramadan? شهر رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن. Ramadan means تحريق الذنوب, to burn the sins. How many sins have we burned so that it must not come back in our life? That is Tawbat al-Nasuha, chapter 66, verse number 8. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةَ النَّصُوحَ. You go to any rehab in South Africa, anywhere in the world, and you ask them that what is your success rate? They will tell you 15, 20, 25, 30%. Not more than that. Two-thirds, they're still unsuccessful. You ask, what's the problem? They'll tell you the people have a relapse. They go back to their drugs. They go back to their evil habits. So me and you, this is the test. Al-hasanatu ba'd al-hasana. If we continue with a good deed post-Ramadan, that's a sign our Ramadan is accepted. Al-hasana ba'd al-sayya. Al-sayya ba'd al-hasana. Al-sayya ba'd al-hasana. We go back to our evil. The masjid is empty. We read salat when we feel like. We're busy with this woman. Woman is busy with that one. And lot of things going on and so forth. So that's a sign of rejection, brothers. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, was asked, what is the tafsir of this verse, chapter 66, verse 8? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Ay iman walo. Oh, you who have iman, 89 different places Allah addressed us. Make such a tawbah that is nasuha. So the person came to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar, and said that I don't understand this word. What is nasuha? He said, you have a she camel? He said, yes. You have a cow? He said, yes. He said, when you milk that she camel and cow, do you ever see the milk going back in the animal? He said, hasha wa kalla, never ever. Said, that is tawbat al-nasuha. Don't go back. We are human beings. We will go back. But that time, make sure that we made intention and we begged Allah Jalla wa'ala. So now we come into the last 10 days. Your last 10 days here in Trichardt, South Africa, will start next week, Friday. So brothers who are going to sit for itikaf, I'm sure you already prepared who's going to sit this year. So mashallah, hani an lakum, Allah reward you. Hadith in Targhib wa Tarheeb, you'll receive the reward of 2 Hajj and 2 Umrah. But remember, before Maghrib, you must be in the masjid. You Qasimba, so you must put big, big boards here, you see. What is the exact boundary of the masjid? Because some guys will come for itikaf, they just walk everywhere. You understand? A walk in the park. You understood? You walk here, walk there, your itikaf is broken. You must put conspicuous places. What is technically the boundary of the masjid? So you must be in that boundary. And you know the cell phone curse. If I tell you don't bring cell phone, then you'll tell me, no, I must bring. Just try and curtail the business of cell phone in itikaf and all that. Nowadays, you know, they were us, we got 100, 200, 300 people. They sit for itikaf. I go every night there for Isha, then I come home. I read Taraweeh with my wife, you know, one man, one road. So I find 10, 20 guys outside the masjid. I ask, you guys sitting for itikaf? They say, yeah. I say, Taraweeh started, which kind of itikaf you're sitting for? Say, no, we're just checking it out. They do that. All funny, funny things. They're playing soccer outside the masjid. And they say they're paying something for etikaf. And so funny things going on. So rather you have 1, 2, 3 young people, and if you've got 1, 2 youngsters, keep some elders with them. And so what is etikaf? Etikaf is a look to fill masjid, you must stay in the masjid. Inna nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yajtahidu fil ashtil awakhir ma'ala yajtahidu fi ghayrihi. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exerted himself to the maximum during the last 10 nights and that compared to the first 20 days. I don't know, but my suggestion to you, Mulana Ismail and everybody who are the imams, that complete the Quran Sharif on the 27th night or 29th night, you make mashura, remember, then announce it, we're finishing Quran, 4,000 malaika come and say Ameen on that auspicious occasion. And remember, the du'as are accepted on that night. It's very, very important. And next one, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, إذا دخل الأشهر الأواخر أحيا ليله. The major portion of the night, the Master alayhi salam remained awake. And washadda mi'zarahu, fastened the izar, didn't go there to visit the wives or anything, is itikaf. You can speak to the wife, you can't go and touch the wife and say, I want to check you out and all that in sunnat itikaf. And then, you must remember, wa aiqadha ahlahu, woke up the family, come on, wake up, tahajjud time. And so the masjid and the house was attached to one another. See, I teach you something. Very easy. You can start today, now, after Jummah, you can practice on it. You know, Salatul Tasbih, the long one, you have to read Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Wa Allah Akbar, 300 times. Leave that out. You get confused and you blow your fuses also sometimes. This hadith, which I'm informing you now, is hadith sahih, is authentic hadith. It's in Tirmidhi Sharif, in Sunan Nasai, Ibn Hibban, Ibn Khuzaimah, various compilations. You read Subhanallah 10 times. You read Subhanallah 10 times. Alhamdulillah 10 times. Allahu Akbar 10 times. How? You read Allahu Akbar, Sana Subhanakallahumma, Surah Fatiha, and then you read, you see, 2 rakat namaz. You read, Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. After that, first rakat or second rakat is your choice. You're going to read it once only. So you read 10 times Subhanallah. 10 times Alhamdulillah. 10 times Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, your sins are forgiven. Just 30 times you have to read it. So from now, right till the end of Ramadan, make it a ma'mool, part of our routine. I will read Salatul Tasbih daily in Ramadan, inshallah. We'll do inshallah, brothers. Inshallah is like Gaza, you know, like you never ate and all that for 3-4 days. Huh? So you must remember, let's speak a little bit about Gaza now, so we can't finish up. See, I give you 3-4 things. The guy who belonged to the American negotiation team to deal with Hamas, he said these Hamas guys are very cool guys. That's the word he used. When the Jutlas and the Americans heard this, they fired him. He said, you can't be part of this team. What you talking about there? But see, he spoke the truth. And he went on CNN or Fox or whatever, TV America. So they went mad. So this time. Today, I told you last time also, you're not going to read. You can't lead the Ummah. You youngsters, don't kill time and waste time. Read. First verse to be revealed. Iqra, read. In the first 5 verses that were revealed, the word Iqra was revealed twice. Iqra, bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Iqra in front, wa Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. How important it is to read. It's free, it costs you nothing. You download this, you download funny things, you download. Just go, you'll know better than me. Ridwan, I want to see you, don't run away. So after Salat. So you must remember, me and Ridwan, we got big job. We started this masjid before Qasim announced. I told Qasim, Ridwan, you come here, you give azan and I read namaz. We start this masjid. Qasim will make announcement afterwards. So Ridwan and me, we got our understanding. So anyway, brothers, the point I want to make is this. There's a newspaper called Haaretz newspaper. Jutla paper, left wing. But it gives good news. Gideon Levy is a journalist. He writes brilliant articles. He says everybody is gone. Who's left? Only Hamas is left. Your Smotrich is going to resign. They are bigger shaitan. And so their government is crumbling. Like how Trump trumpeting away and is losing billion dollars per day. You see? So that is Allah. I told you before, today I'm here, tomorrow I'm gone. We have to die. America will crumble, inshallah, because of what they did in Gaza. Allah got this system. Taliban brought down the whole Soviet Union. Our Gaza, our Hamas will bring down the whole of America. They will bring down the whole of Israel. They will bring down the whole of, you must remember, Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates and all distant for dictators. This is Allah's system. But me and you don't understand these things. Another one, again, I'm very happy, my brother Faisal Sharif, you see, I see him, I believe, I was asking last week, I say, Faisal, this is in the janaza, I know Faisal, I say, no, he's gone there, Aqsa, and he went Makkah, I made special dua for you, I say, Subhanallah, you, my brothers, you've been to Makkah, you've been to Medina, you went for Umrah, you went for Ramadan, you went for Hajj, when are you going to go Aqsa? Al-Aqsa yunadik, Aqsa is calling you. Ask Faisal, he'll give you all the latest news. So my brothers, I can't go. They have blacklisted me. Otherwise, it will be a long time. And every one of you, go, take million. And legally, I'm not saying illegally. Take zakat, take lillah, take sadaqah, take whatever you got. And try and filter the money through to them. So in that way, inshallah, that is our jihad. You know, we can't fight with guns and all that. They show us a water pistol, our wuzu will break. You know that. So you must remember that. So we are like that. So at least we make jihad bil amwal. And my last message to you, my time is up. Jazakallah khair to all of you, to my brother Qasim, to my brother Ahmed Abdi from Somali, that he brings me everywhere, takes here, there. He make my Jummah everywhere. Jazahullahu khairan. So Allah reward him and reward his wife and mother and everybody fi dunya wal akhirah. If I pose this question to you now, which is the greatest dua I have to make and you have to make? I'm asking you. What will you say? Somebody will say hal, somebody will say wal, somebody will say iman. You see, my sister, last week Friday, Dr. Junaid and myself, 6:30 in the morning, we were busy. He said, Ma's tabiat is very bad. I told him, Doc, you're the doctor, but listen to me, I'm elder than you. You see all the machines you got for your mother. Take everything out. Urge Jummah your DI, and it is Ramadan, and inshallah, mother will pass away before Jummah, and I'm booking my ticket now already. She's still alive, and that's what we did. And I said, after Asr, we'll have janazah. Before sunset, everything must be done. See, that you call jackpot. Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, it's Friday, it's Ramadan, he's reading Surah Yasin, and what he read, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَتْيُ وَأَجْرِ كَرِيمٍ. Give him glad tidings of forgiveness. Give him glad tidings of a magnificent reward. Allah made his death on a Friday in Ramadan, 1999. I was in the Haram in Makkah. He passed away 23rd, 24th, 27th night, 2.5 million people in Makkah. And they announced, we're reading Salatul Janazah for Fadila to Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi. I started crying, Ya Allah, what honor are you giving this man? We read Salatul Janazah for him, Ghaiban in absentia. Why? He won prizes from here and there. This government, Saudi, Emirates, Jordan, Brunei, 1 million, two, he never touched a cent. If it's me and you, will say, what the hell, you guys giving 1 million, bring another million. So these are the rijal, these are the awliya. So that is the dua we must make. Ya Allah, make our khatimah on iman. Make our ending on iman. Make our ending for the kalima tayyib. That is the greatest gift. That is the real jackpot. May Almighty Allah protect our masajid. May Almighty Allah make our khatimah on iman. The sunnats now, right, bro? You read sunnats and then inshallah the khutbah, salat and that. Make dua for me, make dua for the ummah, make dua for Gaza. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم هو في شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم معاشر المسلمين اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت قال عز وجل كل نفس ذائقة الموت بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا من أصل الأريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى زاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم يا رب العالمين وانصرنا عليهم اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة.